Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat is 6.99 1/4, up 4 1/2. Soft December, 6.50 1/2, up 1 3/4. December corn, 4.21 3/4, down 1 1/4. March, 4.27 3/4, down 1 3/4. And July, 4.43, down 1 1/2. January soybeans, 13.08 3/4, up 17 1/4. July, 12.71 3/4, up 11. December soybean meal, 4.23 10, up 12.10. December soybean oil, 41.11, up down 43. December live cattle, 131.32 1/2, down 12 1/2. January feeders, 163.42 1/2, up 5 cents. And December lean hogs are 85.97 1/2. They're down 27 1/2.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC. Land auctions, farm management, financial services, and institutional and corporate real estate. Information on upcoming land auctions can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike.
Dave, welcome back to the rains. How was Kansas City?
It was marvelous, actually.
Good.
Business strategy. Here's one for you. If it costs less than it does to sell it, you will make it.
I think that's to be determined right now. If you're talking about the 2014 acreage assessment, you know, as we head into the springtime and the wintertime markets, as far as what producers are thinking, I think right now producers are most cost conscious I've seen in probably 6 or 7 years.
Looking at the EPA is what I'm kind of thinking about these days.
I see. Well, that's where, you know, clearly the EPA mandate proposal change is looking at more of a market-oriented ethanol market. But if profitability for blending remains as strong as it is into the first quarter of 14, and the export market looks as strong as it does on a weaker dollar, I think you're still hitting that 5 billion bushel corn crush number again for next year.
So does that mean that from now going forward, we have to put greater emphasis as we look at it on a daily basis at rack prices versus ethanol?
Yes, and I think you go. I think one of the things that I've started to change my analysis a little bit on, Dave, is it used to be about the ethanol unleaded spread and that pumping up the E85 volume, and I think we're going to have to back off that a little bit and think more about the price of the national average gasoline retail price and whether that's causing more consumption, like during coming up on the holidays. If we see a really strong dry demand market, that actually probably puts more E10 in the tanks of gasoline consumers, and that keeps your margins up and your volume up as well.
So I guess what I'm thinking is this EPA announcement that we had, now we're going to have a 60-day comment period, then we're going to extend it another 60 days, then we're going to get a final rule, and it probably doesn't matter all that much as long as ethanol remains profitable and blenders can find a place, i.e. export market, to get rid of it.
Yeah, I think it puts. I think I would say, agree with that, and also add to the idea that this makes the global meat demand much more important than it did in the past, especially to traders who aren't used to looking at the global meat demand because of the feeding side of the equation. It rises and is elevated in importance. I think, you know, the big thing I saw this week, Dave, after the EPA announcement, was that the end users didn't get, I don't think, the bearish move in the corn that they were expecting. And remember back during the report, we had a friendly corn report when it came with the U.S. ending stocks number, but we really didn't see much of a substantial jump or change in the price, not a lot of short covering. And I think this week we saw in the cash market, especially in the corn, a substantial jump in spot basis. And guess what? We're starting to see a very big push in the actual spreads between the Dease March corn, Dease July corn. Those spreads have essentially, the cost of carry has essentially been cut in half in the last couple, 3 weeks. And so I think what happened here is the end users did not buy their short-term needs because of the EPA announcement coming out right after the USDA report was released, that is, didn't buy their short-term needs, got the EPA announcement, didn't get a bearish reaction that they wanted, and now are coming back in and buying those short-term needs pretty aggressively in the interior and in areas where record-setting yields were seen. So I think on the whole, as long as this December option expiration goes off without any hitches and we hold above for the week and we look, the charts look healthy as we go off with this option expiration today, I think as a whole we've really done a lot of good with the cash market turning and the futures and the spread starting to see that and the traders starting to respect that a little bit more.
I want to take a little bit of time then on the soybeans where yesterday you ever get one of those days where you just kind of think everything's lining up for a push volatile one day or one direction or another, and you've got it figured out. And yesterday was one of those days for me, and now we've seen strong follow-through today above the 50-day moving average, and looks like we're going to easily hold that. Heck, right now we're making another assault on the January at the 1315 area, which has been twice there before. Is this the push that gets us through this?
Well, I think we'll know if we close above the 1315, 1320 level. That's kind of the number that we need to complement what happened and erase what happened last. I think beans are fairly simple at this point. The trade has not bought into the idea we need to ration demand because South America's crops are turning around. Argentina especially, a lot was made of them getting some rains and getting picked up on the pace of planting beans. And then we saw the weekly export sales come out yesterday, and they registered almost 1.4 million tons, about double the average trade guess. That put our year-to-date export commitments back up over 30%. And I think the trade said maybe we do need to ration demand. And also, where are the South American beans that we're supposed to be taking over for the supply side and the demand side from China? Why are we not seeing those come through yet? We're seeing a little bit more Argentine and South American meal sneak in and take some of our business, but we're not really seeing it in the beans themselves. And I think that's where the trade is at the end of this week. But clearly, you're right. The technicals are very much in control here, and if we stay above 1315, 1320 on a close, then that gap at 1370 is back in play, and that puts the November 14 $12 level or 1190 level back in play as well, and that's where I'll be eager to get some hedges in place.
What about the outlook for wheat? It seems the fundamental outlook is fairly neutral.
Better and better and better, but no price reaction. We had Egyptian purchases. We've had two separate big-name analysts and banks come in Australia and cut the production for Australia down below 25 and another one down below 24 million metric tons. Argentina came out and reasserted the 9 million ton production level, putting it 2 million less than USDA. We have seen almost a six-month high in the French wheat prices, and we have seen Egypt continue to buy not just our wheat, but also the European wheat, and French prices are starting to get a lot of attention at their main port of Rouen. And I've also been told that we may be as much as $1.20 over in soft wheat here at our Gulf of Mexico. So we've had a lot of good news happen in the wheat this week, Dave, but it just has not transferred into the prices yet.
Maybe next week.
Maybe later today.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day, sir.
Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. Current update of the futures. December hard red winter wheat is 6.99 1/4, up 4.5. March is 6.99, up 4.25. Soft December, 6.51. That's the one that Mike was talking about. It's up 2.25. March, 6.56 3/4, up 2. December corn, 4.22 1/2, down 1/2. March, 4.28, down 1.5. July at 4.43 1/4, down 1.25. January soybeans, 13.10 3/4, up 19.25. December soybean meal, 4.23 1/8, up 12.80. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.